You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI. And we just had our conference, so I was able to connect with Rachel Cherning, Executive Director with BNI Chicago, and also the owner of RSP Printing. Rachel, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. We are in the midst of our member extravaganza, as are you in your area. But why I have Rachel on today is she had the opportunity to give a presentation to some other executive directors, kind of focusing on why letters, I think was the title of it. And I was fortunate enough to see this PowerPoint, and I have been using it myself as we are coaching and helping the chapters prepare for their visitor days. But I have to make a confession. I come from the 40-letter campaign visitor day concept, and I did it for 4 years in a row. I ran it then as the director side of it, and I can't say I was 100% bought in all the time, right? All the time. But after seeing her PowerPoint, it completely changed my attitude and my thoughts on sending letters. So I'm so happy to have you on. I'm going to turn it over to you and just kind of give us a little bit of the statistics and those sort of things with direct mail now.
Sure. Great. So one thing that your listeners can't see is that I'm a little on the younger side. I think we're probably about the same age. And so I fall into the camp of being a millennial, which, by the way, for the listeners, millennials were born starting in 1981. So they're almost 40 now. You might not think you're a millennial, but guess what? You might be. And at one point you were, if you're a little older than that, you were under 38. So I think that that sometimes gets trotted out as an excuse. And I fall into that millennial camp. And so I realized something about myself because I was a member for 6 years and I hated the letters. I hated seeing it, but it was undeniable how effective it was. And I went searching, and I do own a printing company, and I love paper and I love ink, but I don't love the time and effort it takes to put together a direct mail campaign. But that's precisely why a direct mail campaign works. So in today's times, we are inundated, just overflowed, not just with emails, but text messages, Facebook messages, and it's easy to start feeling overwhelmed. So there was this shift. I remember when I was younger, when email was still a little new, it was so exciting to get an email. And now when your phone pings, it's the source of dread. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's all these books and articles about trying to quiet that digital part of your life, and it's getting harder and harder to cut through the clutter. So I did some research because I know how much I love receiving mail now. In fact, on my way in to do this podcast, I received a handwritten, so I saw my name handwritten with my address, thank you card from the conference from one of the other directors. You better believe that I opened that up first. So those types of experiences got me thinking and doing some research. So I looked into it, and Forbes says that 10 to 30 times higher is the response rate of a mailed letter than digital communications. And even MailChimp, so those of you who don't know, MailChimp is the absolute authority on direct email marketing. They say that a physical piece of mail is much more likely to get opened than that digital communication. They said there's only a 20% open rate of emails now. It has a low perceived value. It just seems like junk. It's easy to ignore. Whereas a physical piece of mail, it has permanence. It exists in reality. And I think it's a great metaphor for BNI. So when you think about that piece of mail, you qualify it before you send it, because postage isn't cheap. It's today, you know, this might not age well, but right now it's 55 cents for a forever stamp. And so when you mail something out, you're going to make sure you're going to qualify it just like a referral. You're going to call the person. You're going to check in, make sure you've got their address right, tell them to watch the mail for an invitation, and then write up that letter, put the stamp on it, and send it out. Our next best practice, so step one, call to confirm, qualify it just like a referral, send out the email, and then the great referral feedback loop is to follow up. I like to follow up with an email that contains the link to register. So that's that way to really make your letter count. And we find that less individual letters with more preparation yields the same result as just blindly sending out 40.
So this is one of the big things that changed my mind on the whole concept. I'm all about the referral process. And with selling countertops, if the members just called or even connected me via email and I could say, where are you at with your project? I probably would have had a lot more qualified referrals because I had a lot of cold calls. I'll admit it. And it's what I asked for in my weekly presentation though. So it was all on me. But when I saw that the concept of reaching out before you send it, now they're expecting it. And just as if you have somebody that you're passing on your member to, so you're passing that referral to, when you ask if it's okay, they are excited for that member to call. They're looking forward to that call. Like you said, when you get that approval to send the letter and verify the address, which I think is important to do anyways, they're now excited for this invitation that they're going to receive. And then we even went that extra step of using the BNI Connect invite where they can RSVP off that. So once the letter went, you got the confirmation, then you can send that. And now they're in the system. BNI Engage can do its thing. And it just seemed to be this seamless process. And Rachel, just like many things in BNI, it's so simple, you know, that of course it works, but we tried to make it more complicated than it was in the past.
Right, right. And to hit the listeners with a few more statistics, people who receive mail, 60% of them say that direct mail made a more lasting impression and it was easier to recall details later on than a digital invitation. So that's why we say no e-vites, not even a postcard, it's that direct mail. 57% of people say that mail marketing makes them feel more valuable and creates a more authentic relationship. And then this is absolutely astonishing to me. 98% of people check their mail every single day. And over 60% of millennials say that they actively look forward to checking that mail, which is surprising seeing as most of it's bills or notices or something that says to our valued postal customer. When it's got your name on it, it really means a lot. And so we find that our members that execute this mailing process better, that send out invitations and treat it like an invitation to a valuable business meeting, they get better results.
So I check my mail every day. I somewhat look forward to it. But we were doing, Vince was doing an advanced workshop at a chapter. And there was a sub in there, which we didn't know that ahead of time, but she participated. Tell you the truth, I think she is now in the chapter. But we got on this topic a little bit. And she said, you know, I am a millennial and I have 3 pen pals. And the best day of my month is when I receive that letter back from my pen pal. She goes, I love mail. I love mail. And I thought going through your PowerPoint and kind of changing my whole mindset on it, everything that you're saying, I see. I mean, I see those statistics to be very true. And my favorite meme, and I have this in, I'm using your PowerPoint, by the way, but I put it in there. And it's 15 years ago, and it has a guy, you know, going through his mail, and then the ding of you've got mail, and he's all excited. And then it shows now, and it was complete opposite. He's excited he has that letter, and the email is just dinging, and, you know, they're ignoring it. So I love those statistics, and for anybody that's doubting them, I'm living proof. I've seen the truth. I feel the same way of what she's saying. So I'm glad that you're able to share those. And once again, you own a printing company. You're a little bit of an expert on the situation, I feel.
I think one of the other reasons that mail works so well is that it's a constant. Every person over the age of 18, and probably even younger than that, I can't even remember the first time I sent mail, has sent a letter, received a letter. It's something that is a shared experience. We all know something a little.
Perfect. All right, Rachel. Well, any final thoughts then to just kind of cap up the podcast here?
Sure, yeah. So some last tips specifically about inviting to a BNI meeting using letters. Use your own letterhead if you've got it. It's a great marketing opportunity for you. So something we kept saying at the conference is what's good for your business is good for BNI, and what's good for BNI is good for your business. This is a marketing opportunity for you. I encourage you to hand write those addresses. It makes a big difference. Even if your handwriting's bad, mine's horrible, but they know that I wrote it. And if you really, really, really feel like you can't handwrite them, you don't have time, you don't have the patience, print directly on that envelope in your home and office printer, or you can find somebody like a local printer in a BNI chapter, or even a FedEx Kinko's will run those envelopes. Absolutely no labels. Those sticky labels just read junk mail. And then that tip we talked about, please call before you send the letter. Tell them to watch the mail and then email after to get that link. It's really about that follow through. And the most important reason that we ask our members to send letters, well, there's a few. So reason number one, it gives you a clear starting date. If we say, okay, we're having a visitor day in 6 weeks, bring two people, it doesn't set the expectation appropriately. You don't have that clear starting point and that momentum it takes to get success. And then the other real key thing here about letters is you could just show up to your meeting with a stack full of letters and say, I care about this chapter. I'm accountable. This is how much I care. My credibility is important to me. When you say, I'll let somebody else do it for me, that says a lot about whether or not you deserve those referrals. So think about that as your letter day approaches. Do you want to show up proud of the letters that you put together, of the visitors you've qualified, or would you rather show up empty-handed and let someone else do the work?
And for a reminder of our listeners, these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcasts@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Rachel, thank you so much for your insight and for your knowledge today. Enjoyed our time at conference, and of course, enjoyed doing this podcast with you and to everybody else. We will talk to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.